Welcome to Secure Freak, Africa's front line in latest and trending news in the cybersecurity world. Secure Freak, safeguarding the digital frontiers. And here are the latest headlines in cybersecurity. Joe Biden's budget boost for cybersecurity. TikTok showdown, US lawmakers target privacy and security. Top US cybersecurity agency act and forced to take some systems offline. Flight fiasco, UK Defence Minister Jet faces GPS jamming. And the news coming into the studio right now, the Commercial Bank of Ethiopia loses millions as faulty ATMs gush free cash to customers after a system glitch. And here are the news in details. Joe Biden's budget boost for cybersecurity. Biden's budget earmarks $13 billion for cybersecurity. U.S. cybersecurity agency asked and forced to take some of their systems offline. The federal agency in charge of cybersecurity discovered it was hacked last month and was forced to take two key computer systems offline. An agency spokesman and U.S. officials familiar with the incident told Secure Africa. A CISA spokesperson said in a statement that there is no operational impact at this particular time from the incident and that the agency continues to upgrade and modernize our systems. This is actually a reminder that any organization can be affected by a cyber vulnerability, and having an incident response plan in place is a necessary component of resilience, the spokesman assured, adding that the impact from the hack was limited to two systems, which was immediately took offline. However, it was not immediately clear who was behind the hack, but it occurred through vulnerabilities in popular virtual private networking software made by Utah-based IT firm Ivanti. While there is some irony in it, even cybersecurity agencies or officials can be victims of hacking. UK Defence Minister Jet faces GPS jamming. Russia is believed to have jammed the satellite signal on an aircraft used by Defence Minister Grant Shapps to travel from Poland back to Britain, government source and journalist travelling with him said on Thursday. According to a government source and journalist, the GPS signal was interfered with for about 30 minutes while the plane flew close to Russia's Baltic exclave of Kaliningrad. Mobile phones could no longer connect to the internet, and the aircraft was forced to use alternative methods to determine its location, they said. However, the Russian Defense Ministry did not respond to any request for comment. TikTok showdown, US lawmakers target privacy and security. The US House votes to enact restrictions on TikTok. And lastly, Commercial Bank of Ethiopia loses millions as faulty ATMs gush free cash to customers after a system glitch. Ethiopia's biggest commercial bank is scrambling to recoup large sums of money withdrawn by customers after a systems glitch. The customers discovered early on Saturday that they could take out more cash than they had in their account at the Commercial Bank of Ethiopia, CBE. More than $40 million was withdrawn or transferred to other banks, local media reported. It took several hours for the institution to freeze transactions. Much of the money was withdrawn from state-owned CBE by students, bank president Abesano told journalists on Monday. News of this glitch spread across universities, largely via messaging apps and phone calls. Long lines formed at campus ATMs, with a student in Western Ethiopia telling BBC people were withdrawing money until police officers arrived on campus to stop them. And lastly, NHS attack. NHS Scotland has been hit by an ongoing cyber attack amid fears hackers have stolen patients' personal data. Patients' confidential details could have been breached after a Scottish health board was targeted by hackers. NHS Dumfries and Galloway was hit by a focused attack earlier today, but staff have been warned the digital criminals may have already accessed private details of both patients and staff. The health board warned patients some services will be hit by the digital intrusion. Staff have been urged to be on alert for anyone trying to access their systems. They were also warned to immediately call the police if they were approached by anyone who claims to have information about them. Health bosses say the act is being treated as a very serious matter and is currently being probed by the Police Scotland, the Scottish Government and the National Cyber Security Centre, NCSC. This prompted a swift response in line with the established protocols, working with partner agencies including the Police Scotland, the National Cyber Security Agency and the Scottish Government. And there are your headlines in cybersecurity. Remember, no matter how strong the security posture of any organization is, human users are always the weakest link in what determines if our data, systems, or networks are truly secured. User training always makes a difference. And you'll be listening to Secure Afrique, your favorite cybersecurity podcast in Africa. Till next time, stay secured.